going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The 0-1 ground ball knocked down by the third baseman, Rocco. And he'll throw over. Gump makes the play, and the Demons have run ruled the Tigers of LSU in 7 innings tonight, 13-3. Tigers suffer the loss. They're 34-8 now on the year. They remain 12-6 in league play. Northwestern State celebrating as they should, picking up their 25th win of the year. 25-17. They also remain 15-9 in Southland Conference play. But if our information is correct, this is the first run rule victory by an opponent over LSU at the box in a midweek game.
You heard Chris Blair's call right there of LSU's 13-3 run rule loss. I couldn't believe it, Charlie. Unbelievable night. The Tigers got out. They were rolling. You know, first and second inning, they hit solo home runs. We end up in a weather delay. I think that, you know, that old Alec Box lightning just in the background again, causing all kinds of problems. Ended up being, what was it, 45-minute hour delay again, pushing the game back. And then, man, oh man, Northwestern State came back on a vengeance. The Tigers' bats went silent, and you had a run rule victory for a midweek non-conference opponent in Alec Box Stadium. Wow.
Yeah, the sixth spot in the third was all of a sudden okay. So the lightning,
I still believe they could come back.
Well, yeah, of course, but like the lightning delay. The two worst words in college baseball, lightning delay. I mean, we've dealt with that firsthand, Steve.
Boo.
It stinks, right? And so you have basically an hour off, and then Northwestern State comes out white hot, and LSU just kind of looked shell-shocked for the final, what was it, six innings of the game? It was an ugly look. Look, it's a bad loss. I mean, it is what it is. But at the same time, we've talked about this before when they've won every single midweek game up to that point, that not every team does that. Plenty of teams trip up in midweek action, especially when you play, you know, in-state colleges at, you know, good states for college baseball, whether that be Texas, whether that be Mississippi. It happens. It happens from time to time. But getting run ruled at home by Northwestern State doesn't happen. As you
can't even recall the last time LSU was run ruled, period.
It's happened in SEC play.
Right. I think, but I just can't recall when.
I want to say it happened last year at one point. Maybe even a couple times in SEC play. But SEC play is different than Northwestern State. And no disrespect to, you know, the Southland Conference. It's a good conference. But you shouldn't get run ruled at home in a midweek game. So I had a couple texters reach out to me about this game, and like the experimenting with Jared Jones at third base was a complete flop. Don't know why they even really did it, in all honesty. We're just like, oh, we'll see what Jay has cooking up here. He burned it. So it was just not, you know, a good performance. Steve, you and I have talked a little bit off air about this, that Jay was so angry that he didn't even talk to the team. And we'll get into some of his audio here in just a second. But you got to flush it, right? I mean, that's all you can do. It's a bad midweek loss, but it's a midweek loss. It doesn't hurt your conference record. It doesn't. And if you go out and take 2 or 3 from Tennessee this upcoming weekend at the box, or you sweep Tennessee by any stretch of the imagination,
you forget about it.
Nobody's going to remember this game at all.
Right.
So you got to put it past you. move on to Tennessee.
Like you said, handle business. Jay Johnson not speaking to his team after the game, but he did do his media appearance, and he also did do his post-game duties on the LSU Sports Radio Network with Chris Blair interviewing him, and was asked to talk about this loss and how he felt.
Not a good performance, coaching, hitting, offense, defense, pitching, across the board. And, disappointed in tonight, and we'll get back to work tomorrow to make sure a game like that doesn't happen again.
Jay Johnson knowing, too, that Northwestern State was going to be a tough out for them.
It took a really good game to beat them last year, and which actually ended up being a very important win for our team. And, you know, the key offensive players, you know, from that team were right in the middle of this order, and they won 2 out of 3 against Lamar, who's like very similar record to us. And, we gave them far too much that they were able to take advantage of. And we allowed their better hitters to swing the bat in key situations because we didn't take care of the guys that you should be able to get out by allowing free passes via, you know, walk, hit by pitch, or error. And tough night, you know, from the mound and defensively for sure.
Also an offensive outage for the Tigers. They ended up leaving eight players on base. Jay Johnson was asked about that after the game.
You know, we made the moves that we did to try to kind of ignite ourselves offensively a little bit and get, you know, as many of the good hitters or the top hitters as we could into the order. And it did not work, and that is not a solution for us going forward. You know, we've played this team right, I think, this year. We did not play the team right tonight, and I take responsibility for that and make sure that that won't happen again. I think the only time you'll see us use that defensive alignment is maybe if we're chasing runs in a game, which was the times that we've used it so far this year, and it hadn't hurt us, but it really hurt us tonight. And, you know, we'll get that corrected. That's an easy one. It's just how you write it out. So we'll get that corrected and, not do that again.
You mentioned that with, you know, the experimenting at third base there, Charlie. And, yeah, Jay Johnson after the game said, yeah, we're just not going to do that again.
And that is a man that learns from his mistakes. And, okay, can we just take a pause here? We'll get to more of the audio in just a second. People are really overreacting to this loss.
I think it's just your typical trolling on the internet.
I don't even know if it's trolling, Steve.
I really hope it is.
I think there's some people that are just emotional that like are against Jay Johnson because of this one midweek game.
Please.
It's their first midweek loss of the season. It happens. It's baseball. It's okay. Like the idea that LSU's in a worse place than they were last year, they're cruising right now. They have 4 weeks left to go in conference play. They're at 12 SEC wins. They're looking very, very good if they can finish out the year strong like they've played throughout SEC slate. I mean, I don't know. It's an overreaction.
Just definitely
people,
overreaction.
People need to calm down a little bit about Jay.
You've got to laugh at it when you see it's like, oh, you know, it's time to fire coach. And you're like, what are you talking about?
Jay Johnson's a fantastic coach.
Like you said, one midweek game, relax, please.
He's a fantastic coach. He made a couple of mistakes in this matchup against Northwestern State.
And owned up to it.
It's not going to kill them. You know, they're still in a driver's seat. If they finish the year strong to get a top eight national seed, then that's all you're really looking for.
Also, Jay Johnson, you talked about that mistake. What else did he learn from this loss to Northwestern State?
Well, I think there's a number of ways to look at it. I have too much pride in my performance and our performance as a program to do that. So that's not what I'm going to choose to do it. But my job is also to do what's best for the team and the players on the team. And, you know, there's a lot of guys very disappointed in their performance tonight, I'm sure. So we have the day off tomorrow, just the way the schedule worked out. You know, so they'll have a chance to get a mental reset, and then we'll need to get back out here and have a good day on Thursday. And this game doesn't have to be a part of anything going forward, but it's individual, you know, players and coaches' decisions to make sure that they don't bring this game with them into the next game or the next games. And so, but you have to be mature to do that, and it's our job to do that, to respond to this like men and not like little boys.
Speaking of the next game, that's going to be a 3-game series against Tennessee. We won't be laughing if the Tigers get run ruled in Alec Box Stadium then. Jay Johnson talked about what it's going to take to beat the Vols.
We're playing a talented team, and I think it's, you know, what team shows up as a team, what team shows up as a roster of talented players. You know, there's got to be something more to it that, you know, keeps you going and mentally strong, you know, when the game's going to be tough. Like, hits are going to be tough to come by at sometimes. Pitcher's going to give up hits at some point, and who bears down and makes more pitches, those six or seven pitches that determine winning and losing in a baseball game, are we in the right mindset, you know, to execute? And, you know, that's something that can be learned from tonight and take into the weekend. And these guys, this team, our team, this year in 2025, for the most part, has done that. And that's the position we need to put ourselves in mentally. Just go execute.
Jay Johnson, post-game right there.
Steve, we have a great text on our text line from 0961, and it's reminiscent of, I don't know if you would call him a wise man with Aaron Rodgers. You remember when Rodgers went on, like, Packers radio, and he had, like, one message to Packers fans when they weren't playing well? He's just like, R-E-L-A-X. Relax. That's what LSU fans should do. Really, don't get, you know, it's okay. Northwestern State isn't even that bad of a team, Steve. They have a winning record in a good Southland Conference. You don't expect to get run ruled. I understand that much. But just everybody relax. Take a breather. Like, it's okay. These things happen. It's baseball.
We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll get into more of it with Mark Etheridge. His thoughts, D1Baseball.com, SEC writer. Getting ready for Tigers versus Vols this weekend. We'll be knee-deep in our draft coverage, but definitely covering LSU's big matchup against Tennessee. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We shall return after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller and Charlie Long. Happy to welcome in now Mark Etheridge, D1Baseball.com, SEC writer. How's it going, Mark? Thanks as always for joining us.
Yeah, doing great. You know, we're in the heart of the season. We got some just monster series coming up. Maybe two of the biggest biggest in the whole season coming up this, this weekend, one in Baton Rouge, one in Austin. I mean, it's a great time to be a college baseball fan.
Well, you wouldn't know it from some LSU folks. After last night's loss to Northwestern State, they got run-ruled at home. I understand it's a bad look, but man, oh man, there's folks calling for Jay Johnson's job today. Come on.
Yeah, come on, guys. I mean, it's baseball. Don't you know that you're not going to be, you're not going to have it every time out? I mean, you're going to get thumped. Everybody else has got good players, too. Not as many as LSU, but they certainly have good players. And I do think, you looked around the league last night, I think five SEC teams lost. I mean, it was just, it's really hard to win all of your midweek games. And you look back to some of the better LSU teams, I mean, we can all remember, I mean, even the Skeens and Cruz team lost some midweek games. I think they lost to Southern that year. I mean, these things happen. Obviously, run ruling is, you know, you're embarrassed by that whole process, but it's just kind of part of the sport. And it's not football. You're not going to win just because you have better players. It's just kind of part of it. And I do think that Jay Johnson is the kind of coach that's not going to waste a failure. And he's going to be able to take something out of that that's going to help them later in the year.
And like you mentioned, Mark, it's baseball. It happens. And our message to everybody is, someone that on our text line said the exact same thing. Just relax. It's okay. If LSU goes out and takes two or three from Tennessee this weekend or sweeps the Volunteers at home, nobody is going to remember a midweek loss to Northwestern State. Before we get into the Tennessee matchup, I wanted to recap what was a really strange weekend around the SEC, Mark. South Carolina taking two or three from Ole Miss. Vandy sweeping Georgia. You know, the Tennessee losing two or three at home against Kentucky. It's just been a weird season, and especially a weird couple of weeks in the SEC. The only team that's really kind of gone unscathed as far as conference record goes is Texas, who took a sweep over Auburn this past weekend. Otherwise, a lot of teams, you know, picked up some big losses this past weekend. How can I always forget about Arkansas and Texas A&M, too? So it was just a really hectic weekend in conference play. A lot of the top giants in the conference have kind of stumbled a little bit.
Yeah, I do think among the top 15 teams in the conference, and I am including South Carolina and I am not including Missouri, that if you don't bring your best game, they can beat you. Okay, and everybody can't win. This is zero sum, right? So somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, and they all have good players. And so that makes the margin for error so small that if you make a big mistake, if you don't throw enough strikes, if you make a key error, men on base, sometimes the other team is just, they get the clutch hit. And they're able to bunch their hits in one inning as opposed to scattering through the game. And that makes the difference, and that's where that volatility comes from. I mean, we had 13 SEC teams in our regionals this week, and one of the first teams out was Mississippi State, who would be a 14th team. And honestly, if Florida and Mississippi State both play well down the stretch, there's an opportunity for 14 teams from the SEC to make regional play. And honestly, once they get there, they're going to be favored to win games. And I do think that people need to remember that. I know no one wants to lose and everybody wants to go undefeated and never make an error and throw every game a no-hitter. But that's just not realistic right now. And I do think that in this league, you've got to reset your expectations. It's going to be really hard to have these gaudy records because all the other teams are so close to you in talent level.
Looking at this Tennessee squad now coming in for the next three-game series for the Bayou Bengals. It's going to be in Baton Rouge, thankfully. Overall right now, Vols 34-7, 12-6 in conference play. What can you tell us about Vitello and the Vols coming to the box for this weekend?
Yeah, they should be pretty motivated. The last 3 weeks, they have had the much ballyhooed Saturday doubleheader sweep that Texas A&M handed them. Then they went to Ole Miss. Liam Doyle was absolutely phenomenal on Friday, pitching against his old team at Ole Miss. And then Saturday, Ole Miss wins, and Sunday was kind of anybody's game. And Tennessee, honestly, they made the clutch plays like we talked about, but they didn't really play all that great. And then they go home last week, as Charlie, you mentioned, Kentucky is able to take that series from them. And I do think that because of the way Kentucky they shut down the Tennessee offense, and that's not something I expected anyone to do, especially at Lindsey Nelson, because that place, that they're just so tough there. So I do feel like that they've kind of got something to prove when you go through a stretch like this, and now they went from the darlings of the sport, hey, they're going to repeat, they're the best team in the country, D1 is, and people like me are saying they're the best team in the country, and now all of a sudden they have something to prove, and that, for me, makes them really dangerous. If I'm an LSU fan, I would rather them be riding high and you get to humble them than for them to come out to try to prove themselves. I do think that makes this weekend more challenging. I still think LSU, they've got to be the team to pick, playing at home, two really good teams, and I do think the home atmosphere will help, especially this weekend. But, yeah, I mean, it's a heavyweight matchup, arguably one of the best ones all season in the country.
And you mentioned Liam Doyle, Mark. I want to get your thoughts on him specifically. He got off to an unbelievable start this year, specifically in non-conference play, where he was just untouchable. And his numbers are still super gaudy. Don't get me wrong. Like 104 strikeouts and 58 innings pitched. You know, he's got a 2.48 ERA and a 0.83 whip. It's fantastic stuff. And, you know, we talked with Ben McDonald about this the other night, Steve and I did, that, you know, maybe at the next level he could project as more of a relief pitcher because he kind of has some issues with throwing balls at times. He does have 17 walks on the season. But your thoughts on Liam Doyle and, you know, just another excellent elite SEC ace that LSU is going to go up against. I know they got a good one of their own with Cade Anderson, but it's just another Friday night in the SEC.
Yeah, it's an elite fastball. I mean, it's a fastball he can throw at any count. Most of the time, if you know, there are a lot of guys with good fastball. Cade Anderson has a good fastball, but you need something else really to and Doyle, while he has other pitches, he's so fastball heavy and he's so effective with it because he keeps getting whiffs. And I do feel like it's one of those pitchers, and you know, Skeens was this way. You can know it's coming and still can't do much with it because he's pops it so well. And I do feel like, you know, at the next level, I agree with Ben, at the next level, he projects as a closer type, you know, just or maybe a one-inning specialist who just comes in and throws gas. But at this level, I mean, I do feel like, you know, he's a guy, and he's going deep in games. I mean, he's giving them 6-7 innings, and I do feel like, you know, that's an incredible matchup, especially when you pair him with what Cade Anderson is capable of. I mean, these are maybe the two best pitchers in the conference, certainly in the discussion, which makes them two of the best in the country. And I feel like that's a really special – for those lucky enough to be there, Kendall Rogers from D1 is going to handle the coverage this weekend of the LSU-Tennessee series. I'll be in Austin for Texas and Texas A&M, which is a pretty nice consolation prize. But I do feel like that's – you know, that game on Friday with those two aces, that should be really special.
Overall, Mark, when you're looking at this Tennessee squad, is there really any weaknesses you can pick out from in the field or in the rotation to the bullpen?
Yeah, I'm curious about Sunday, our game three starter. You know, Chase Shores has been in all year, and he's a two-pitch guy, and it's a really good fastball and a pretty good slider, but he's just not missing enough bats, I mean, for his stuff that he's got. He's not getting deep enough in games, and you know, against Alabama, they try Connor Ware, and it was, you know, I thought while he was in there, it was pretty good. You know, big curveball. I mean, people are not hitting his curveball. It just doesn't always land in the zone. I don't know what – is William Schmidt an option, right? I don't know what they'll do this week against a Tennessee team that's got a lot of power. And against Alabama, they really struggled with Ianson's curveball, and I think, you know, bringing Ware out was kind of a – you know, you watch them struggle with that curveball. Bringing him out, you know, in the next game made a lot of sense. I'm not sure what they'll do. You know, after watching, you know, as Jay watches and Nate watches Alabama, I mean, Tennessee for two games, what he'll go to on game three. Because I think that, for me, is a big question. There are plenty of options, certainly a talented staff and plenty of candidates who could come in and do that. But for me, that's something that they at least need to have a plan for over these next few weeks. You don't have to figure it out now, but you certainly are going to need it for the postseason.
And then, Mark, you kind of mentioned it. I wanted your preview of the Texas A&M grudge match. I wish this game was at College Station. And it's really funny because hasn't that been like the main criticism of Texas so far this year, is that all of their toughest matchups have been at home in the friendly confines at Austin. Like, they haven't really been tested so far on the road this season. And once again, they're getting a red hot Texas A&M team coming into town that coming off a couple series victories over, obviously, most recently Tennessee and Arkansas. You know, they're playing confident.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, when you look at what Texas has been able to do, we knew they would be good. No one projected they would be this good. I don't think that inside their baseball office, they didn't expect this. And what they've been able to do in winning so many close games and being able to pitch so well. Now, one thing to note on this series, Jared Spencer has been their Friday guy, is not expected to throw this weekend. They don't know exactly how long he's going to be out. And so what does that do? Because it's not the deepest pitching staff. They're really talented, and they've been really successful. But, you know, they're using seven guys. And now you need someone else to step into that void against a team that's really swinging it. You mentioned what A&M's done the last 3 weeks. I do feel like with all of those, all of that offense coming into Texas, and that's a pitcher's park. So it'll be fascinating to see what how that plays. If the wind's blowing in, you know, that certainly favors Texas. But what if it's not? And you've got all those sluggers for A&M. I do feel like that A&M, with the way they're playing, and maybe they need it a little more. You add in the fact that it's the first week without Spencer, and maybe it's longer, maybe it's not, right? We don't know yet. But I do feel like all those factors kind of point to me that, you know, maybe this is A&M's week. Everyone is going to lose an SEC series. Like we talked about, the margins are so small, and I feel like maybe this is the week that Texas gets bit.
To another two tough teams going at it that I'm interested in your opinion here, Mark, with Georgia taking on Oklahoma. Big-time series, obviously. We can talk about that all the time with the SEC in the weekend, but curious to see how the Sooners and Bulldogs end up matching up in this one.
Yeah, Georgia's a team, you know, their offense has been just otherworldly for most of the year, but the last couple of weeks, they have struggled, especially on the road. And then now they're coming home. I do think that they'll recharge. The problem is they're going to face Kyson Witherspoon Thursday night, who's, you know, we talked about Anderson, we talked about Dole. He's the other guy that you might want to consider as, you know, one of the best pitchers in the conference / country. And I mean, he's going to be tough for anybody to handle. But Georgia's got a really good guy. They're going to throw Thursday night. Brian Curley, who was a reliever, he'd throw in three digits. They moved him to the rotation. Now he's not really popping the radar gun at 100 since he's trying to go 6-7 innings. But he's got really good stuff and competes well. And I feel like that's another one of those. You know, that's kind of a standalone game Thursday night for people who you might want to step away from the draft for a few minutes and watch some college baseball or do the multi-screen thing. I think that's going to be a really fun one from a pitching standpoint. And also to see if Georgia can find a way to mount some offense. I mean, it hasn't been the same Bulldog team the last few weeks that it was early in the year. Some of that is competition, but I think some of it is just the ebbs and flows like we talked about with baseball, where you just don't have your game.
Mark, always great stuff from you. Always appreciate you and your work at D1Baseball.com. Thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy the weekend seeing A&M versus Texas, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait, guys. And enjoy Baton Rouge. Alec Box will be rocking.
For sure. Thanks a lot again, Mark.
Yep.
Mark Etheridge, D1Baseball.com, SEC writer. Woo-wee.
I am jealous. Like, once again, I wish this series was in College Station, Jim Schlossnagel's return to A&M. But at the same time, like, this is a red-hot Aggie squad against a Texas team that, as Mark mentioned, hasn't tripped up yet. Oh, boy. It's going to be a fun one.
Like you mentioned, some appointment viewing this weekend with college baseball. Even though we got the draft going on, that's the beautiful thing about having multi-screens, laptops, computers, cell phones. It's all right at our hands.
Oh, we'll be keeping up with LSU Tennessee specifically. But I'll also, you know, turn a little bit of an eye to see what's happening out in Austin, too.
We're going to take a break right now. Coming back with more sports talk. We'll see what's going on in the NBA playoffs right after this on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, and we are less than 24 hours away from the NFL Draft. It is time for the Saints and Draft Time with WWL's Draft Fest, a festival of football, folks. It all starts tomorrow, 4 o'clock, with Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, and the Saints Draft Preview Show. All you Hoodats out there know this is the real deal. Got an appointment listening for all you Saints fans, featuring the top brass, head coach Kellen Moore, GM Mickey Loomis, offensive coordinator Doug Nussmeier, defensive coordinator Brandon Staley, associate head coach and running backs coach Joel Thomas, plus senior assistant GM and vice president of college personnel Jeff Ireland, vice president of player personnel Michael Parenton, special teams coordinator Phil Galliano, national scout Terry Wooden, and defensive pass game coordinator Terry Joseph. The Saints draft preview show tomorrow, 4 to 6, followed by the Black and Gold Draft Show, presented by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, live from 504 Golf and Entertainment. That's at 3800 Howard Avenue in New Orleans. It's going to be an exciting show with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, myself. Also featuring Deuce, Mike Haas, and Jeff Nowak here at All on Saints Radio. That's going to be tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday right here on WWL AM, FM. .com and the free Odyssey app. We're going to take a break and be right back after this on WWL. Who dat? NFL Draft Eve here on WWL, getting ready for the big night tomorrow. Josh Emery wants to talk about some prospects. What you got for us, Josh?
Thanks for taking my call, guys. I know y'all have a lot to talk about. I just wanted to hear your opinion. You know, when we look back in 4 or 5 years, Tyler Booker, the guard from Bama, he is going to be a Pro Bowler. He's going to be a guy. You know, we talk about solidifying the line. We talk about protecting our assets and Kamara and Carr. I'm just going to assume he's starting next year. I don't see if Tyler Warren's not there, why don't we just go with a solidified player to take the line and then get a weapon in the second round? When I keep on hearing all these discussions about maybe a wide receiver or Sanders, when also Shador Sanders would have been the number 7 quarterback last year out of the draft, maybe even 8. So how is this guy being discussed as a top 10 pick? Cam Ward is the next Anthony Richardson. I could say Sanders might be out the league in 4 years. Why is the Saints fan base behind this? I'm just a little bit blown away by it. Safe pick, get the guard. Last year we took the lineman, take the lineman this year. 7 of our last 8 first-rounders have been linemen. And I want to say this. Mickey Loomis, since 2017, has had 37 draft picks in the last 7 drafts. Only 1 Pro Bowler in Eric McCoy. This is his draft to define himself. After this, I'm done with him. I've already been done with him. I take the guard, protect our guys, and then get assets next year.
Listen, man.
Appreciate the call, man.
I'm not against safe picks at all. That's why I want Will Campbell so bad, is because I think he's going to be the all-pro tackle for, like, a decade. Tyler Booker's awesome, man. Like, he's the definition of, you put this dude in a phone book, he kicks your ass. Like, he throws his hands, he's got these big paws, he just punches, punches, punches. He's fantastic. He's going to be, you know, he's going to be a first-round pick, but it depends on, you know, maybe a team in the 20s with an interior offensive line need. If you're taking Tyler Booker, trade down. That's what I would say. As far as Shadur, I agree. Last year, Cam Ward, Mike said this, Cam Ward would have been QB4. Shadur's probably like QB6, maybe even 7.
Fans fall in love with the hope of having that franchise QB, I think.
I get it.
Folks, tomorrow's draft night. Talk to you then. Have a great one. Hooray!
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.